And as you might expect, word that London will host the 2012 Games did not go over very well across the channel. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley was in Paris for the announcement.
Thousands of joyous Parisians who had gathered in front of City Hall and large TV screens awaiting the good news
to the city of London
were suddenly plunged into confusion and despair when it was announced that London had won the games. On top of it all, it then started to rain. I am very sad, says Parisian Annie Fernandez. Our candidacy was magnificent. It couldn't have been better. We did everything we could and we were cut down at the finish line. It's just sickening. Retiree Alain Garcy was so stunned by the defeat that he turned to conspiracy theories for an explanation. Something's fishy. We were supposed to have those games, he says. I think Tony Blair has cooked something up with George Bush. Their dismay was understandable. Paris was considered by many to have the strongest Olympic bid. Winning the 2012 Games would also have given the country a shot in the arm at a time of economic uncertainty and political confusion. But political scientist Nicole Baccarin says the French rejection of the European Constitution in May might have influenced the IOC.
One of the explanations for the country losing this Olympic bid might be that poor international image, the feeling that the French turn their back on the world when they talk about globalization, it's always negative. So I guess it has a poor image altogether, and maybe because of that it was slightly less attractive than London.
For the last week, the French media have cast the Olympic duel between London and Paris in terms of the thousand-year rivalry between the nations. It was also seen as a showdown between President Jacques Chirac and Britain's Tony Blair. They've clashed over the future of the European Union, and Chirac was recently quoted as telling other European leaders that you can't trust people who cook as badly as the British. Chirac personally associated himself with winning the Olympics for France in a desperate attempt to boost his floundering popularity. Instead, analysts say he has now blown his last chance of redeeming himself with the French public. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.